Sean, can we start first of all just ask you about Neil Etheridge? That was obviously very concerning to see that.
Yeah, he's what was said to me that he's it's the same knee, and I'm thinking, well, what does that mean? And I think people forgot I wasn't here when the last time he did his knee, so it's a cut. So we're just assessing it. I don't think it's anything structural. It's just I think he's as his trailing knee's gone down and clashed with the. I think it'd probably be Danny Williams. I think he scored it. You know, I think he's caught it and cut his knee. So we'll just have to see how bad that is.
Okay. Well, that's as you say, not structural. Sounds as though it might hopefully not be as bad as it might have looked.
Yeah,
at the
I think
time.
It's a nasty cut, but I just think it's. As far as I know, he's with the doctors now that he's not twisted anything or snapped his cruciate or anything drastic. It's just a nasty cut, I think, that they'll obviously need to sort now rather than stitch it or whatever they've got to do with it. But apart from that, he wasn't back in the change rooms when I left, so I actually know.
Okay, hopefully that's not too bad. As far as the game itself was concerned, you seemed to be well in it at 0-0. What did you think overall?
Yeah, I did, you know, we said before the game that this would be our most difficult game just because they're really functional and you know all they sort of put pressure on our back line, and it was just a case of, you know, when to play, when not to play, you know, and we got caught a couple of times, and then as the half progressed, you know, we realised that, you know, we couldn't overplay in the middle of the park, and anything that, you know, when we got the ball forward we were a threat. So disappointed to concede the first goal just because it was from a quick throw, and a quick throw in the final third, and you know that wouldn't probably happen in League One.
Sure.
I think that's the difference. Third goal probably wouldn't happen in League One. Second goal was a good work goal, so you've got to give them credit, and maybe we're a little bit naive with the fourth one when we're, I suppose, still thinking we can win 4-3.
Yes.
Instead of just shutting up shop, we've got a game Tuesday, but I thought I think it's a great experience for the players. You know, this is the league they all want to play in,
sure,
if not higher. And this is how difficult it is. And I think they've, you know, some of them have played there before, and it's difficult. It's difficult not to. You can talk about it, but experiences is much better. So, you know, they've scored four goals against us. So, you know, I just said the players was this the best team you've played? They'll probably go, well, we've played better footballing teams in that pure sense, but these were the best organised, best disciplined, you know, knew what they were trying to do. And, you know, when they get on top, they've got one or two individuals that can really hurt you. So, good experience for us.
And as you say, you move straight on to Doncaster on Tuesday, which I imagine is a game with a bit of a resonance for you, as well as the fact that it's an important game for the team.
What does resonance mean?
Well, you were the boss there, you did well. It's an important one for you.
Looking back in footballs, I think the worst thing you can do. So we look forward. I just think we tried to do it half time. You know what? What I said to my half time would have been no different if we'd have been winning 2-0. This is still a difficult game for us, and we've got to make sure our discipline and our organisation is right. And those are the things that we need to do from now to the end of the season. We've got a lot of games coming up, and you know, away from home. You know, clashes at top of the table, clashes where people will be saying that it, you know, it's six pointers and all this business. And I think the experience that they've had today, hopefully, will stand them in good stead for that.